Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Spangled banner flutters in the sky. Afraid to die. Sweet soul sister. All right, I was just looking at the videos, the articles I've got, and I've got loaded phone lines, and they're just incredible. There's some footage I'm going to play at the start of the next segment that I'm going to play then, because there's a couple more things I want to tell the crew to get ready to put together with this, because this is just unbelievable. This is absolutely insane. Clip 13 is not lucky for the globalist. You know, if we got this info out, it's the type of thing that can capture people's imagination and just end their scams. What am I talking about? It's just incredible. Democrat rep admits to Governor Tom Wolf that killed all those folks in the nursing homes that we wear the mask for political theater. That's a quote. And to keep his on. It's just amazing. And Fauci, when he's done, he thinks the cameras are done, he takes his off. It's all just that they're of the virtue signalers that care about you. It's disgusting. It's killing millions of people. It makes me so angry. So that's coming up. Your phone calls right away. And so much more. And, you know, I've got all this new news here, but I don't want to glaze over Australia, Europe, the UK, and Canada at the city levels. That's where the UN's in control. Are announcing, we're coming with forced inoculations, and they'll just go to businesses and tell them, you better have the app, you better make sure they have it, and then businesses won't let you in. See how that's the mark of the beast? They'll go, oh, it's a private business. But government and corporations are coordinating and racketeering to do it, and it's illegal. And the Attorney General says this is the greatest thing since slavery. It's the worst thing since slavery, and it is. So do something about it. Let me tell you. When the globalists start paying for what they've done is when this stuff's going to start reversing. But if we sit here and live in denial, we don't have a hope in hell. And here's the thing. I'm being honest with you. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to get you to move and take action. When I tell you this is going to come down quick, you already see it moving quick. Now, you see what I told you 8 months ago is happening exactly like I told you. Because you can study what they say they're going to do, and they're going to do it. And so it's going to move very quickly now. I wish we had years left. I wish we could turn it around all the way, but I mean, I have to get with grips with my own psyche and just admit the full heart of myself that contact tracers, social workers are coming. They're going to shoot your kids up. They're going to take your kids if you don't give them the shots, and they're just going to get the mass of people behind it and just disappear your family. And it won't matter when you have convulsions. It won't matter when you die. It won't matter when you get sick, because Bill Gates will laugh at you. Well, here's the deal. If Bill Gates shoots up kids with polio vaccine and they get polio and die, and he knows he's doing it, he deserves to be arrested, he deserves to be tried as a war criminal, and he deserves to be hung by his neck until he's dead. Now, obviously, if you talk like that, Bill Gates will send people after you. Go to hell, Bill Gates. I don't care. You're the murderer. You're the eugenicist that thinks you're saving the planet by depopulating people. Then do it to yourself first. You didn't euthanize your 94-year-old father that died last week. But you tell us we need to kill old people and not give them service. I don't respect people that don't lead by example. Do I get the third world's overpopulated in some areas? Do I get they're malnourished? Do I get that, yeah, and the UN's using them as a weapon against me? I know all the angles. I sat inside your brain, buddy boy. The truth is, you work for a sinister, anti-human force that wants to kill everybody. And that's the big trick about this. They want to get everybody. They want a post-human world. They want the machine to take over. He admits it. So not just no to your plan. Hell no, Bill Gates. And I'm not going to kill you, and nobody should do anything violent to you. We should talk about how you're violently attacking us and how you are a murdering criminal that needs to be brought to justice.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
And unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
And 100% real. Nobody calls out Bill Gates and survives long. But I've got my duty. And I actually enjoy it. If I gotta get smashed, flattered to pancake to turn this around, well, that's what I was born for. That's what this is all really about, isn't it? But what's going to satisfy your soul? Certainly not serving Satan.
You can hedge your bets on the clean.
Yeah, we're not hedging our bets. That's why I love the term Zero Hedge, that great website. Zero Hedge here, folks. All in. All right, we're going to your calls here, but let me hit something really big right now. There was a hot mic yesterday where Democrat representative admits to Governor Tom Woods, political theater, warned for on camera. A hot mic picked up the Pennsylvania House rep admitting to the state's governor, Tom Wolf, that face masks are only being worn for camera as political theater. And that's why when you see Pelosi or Schumer or Feinstein or any of these people, they're not wearing them at restaurants. The Philadelphia mayor, the Denver mayor, the Houston mayor, none of them do it. Pelosi doesn't wear it. Remember when she's at the play? It's all a fraud. It's about the power they have to shut your business down and their businesses stay open. Like Governor Psycho Newsom. He never closed. He has the biggest wine company and restaurant chain where people go pay $100 a piece to drink wine and eat fancy food at these damn vineyards he's got. He kept them open the whole time. He should be politically torn limb from limb. But no, he sits there and laughs at everybody. And Facebook goes, no one is setting fires in Oregon or California or Washington. And then there's dozens being arrested and dozens of videos of people setting fires. And they arrest the same guy 2 days in a row who's Antifa and BLM. And then people go, oh, Joe Rogan, you're wrong. You said the fires are being set by Antifa. He goes, I'm sorry. Because Facebook said Trump can't declare himself the winner. Facebook said they won't let Trump say that. And now Fox News says, hey, you're not allowed to say that you contest the election. Only we can. They're pissing in your face. They're rubbing it in. They're teaching you that you have no rights. They're taking 800 years of Western British common law, Magna Carta, Constitution, Bill of Rights that millions died for. And you notice, boom, they take you right away. You are now absolutely overrun. So, here's the hot mic where she walks over. She's like, listen, you got to keep it on. The sheep have got to see it. Like when they're on the news. Oh, when Colbert's, you know, at home, it's too dangerous to go out. I know the audience knows all this, but this is just outrageous. So let's go ahead and roll the video.
So Wendy, I'm going to take my mask off on the streets.
I will as well. I'm waiting so that we can do a little political theater.
Thank you.
So that it's on camera.
Can we roll the footage of Fauci for TV viewers, radio listeners? Anybody can just type in Fauci. When he sees the cameras turn off, he thinks he moves, takes it off, and walks out. Fauci is a slave, though. You know, at first thought, he's like, don't wear masks. They don't help you, because it's true. But then once the establishment said, no, keep them on as a cult symbol and as a symbol of division, getting you ready for the vaccine, well, then it happened. Then there's footage of him in Congress. Just type in, Fauci takes off mask in Congress after cameras turned off. And then they do this thing where they sit 30 feet apart. I mean, again, I know you know all that, but it's outrageous. You know, I go for hikes a couple days a week. And when I walk by the slaves, I don't care if it's one time or 50 times. I say COVID-19 is an overblown scam designed to kill the economy and starve the third world to death. And I let them know. All right, let's go ahead now and go to this last piece. Notice that Melania Trump did not wear a mask during the debate, but Biden's wife did. And again, that's all part of their virtue signaling. And I know you know that as an audience. So what are you doing to warn others? We'll take this clip, the last 5 minutes, we'll post it to Band-Up Video, with the headline, Hot Mic, Democrats Admit Masks Are Part of Political Theater. And if you share that on your email and your text message, on the last frontiers of where you can communicate, and they're starting to censor that, it will change the tide. And tell others, look, they admit the mask is a scam. Share this. Put in the email, share it. Call people, get them to open it. Hey, I emailed you this. Open it and share it. That triggers, what do they fear? Chain reactions. Chain reactions. Okay. I'm going to your calls ahead of Jim Hoft and so much more. I got a lot of big news, but we won't cover that at the bottom of the hour because I'm going to your calls. We got more excerpts of the debate. We've got Sean. We've got Mike, Joseph, Dave, David, Mikey, Mike, Tanya, Jason, Greg, Catherine, and many, many others. Let's go ahead and go to Tanya in the great state of Colorado first. Tanya, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. First off, I wanted to say thank you for everything you're doing. Love what you're doing. Love your team. And I have you in my prayers constantly. I wanted to mention Amendment 20. Richard Proctor was on Doug Hagman's show a couple of weeks ago, and I know he's often on David Knight's show, but he was going over the 20th Amendment is really going to be, if Trump doesn't do something before the election, the way these states are extending how long they have for voters to file.
For folks who don't know, under the 20th Amendment, on the 20th of January, if Trump hasn't been seated, Pelosi and the House of Representatives, a Democrat run, will decide who's the president.
Exactly. And it's horrifying. And if Trump doesn't get that through his head that he has to use his power now to stop them, then I don't know what to say.
And by the way, you know how frustrating it is that it's only David Knight and a few other people. And by the way, let's get that guest on. He's excellent.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to see everybody. I want to be made obsolete. I don't want forcible injections. I don't want microchips. I don't want to be killed. I don't want to be a slave. I don't want to be married to bear a muzzle. And that's what's so frustrating is so many other people territorialize info. I don't care who gets the credit. I just want everybody to know we're right. And I've had the biggest names, Joe Rogan, you name it. It's not about bragging. But I don't want to get him in trouble. It's just, you name it, the big names have called me and said, man, you were right. We apologize. Wow, you were a visionary. And I'm like, I don't care about that. Just get this out. They're like, well, we're trying. You know, we're curtailing what we can do. So the biggest people, you know, not just Joe Rogan, the big names, they all call me. And they say, oh, my God, you're right. Oh, my God, what do we do? And I'm like, well, you need to go public. The only one that's done that and has had courage is Tucker Carlson. And that's it. And he can't even go that far because they try to control him.
It's amazing. I wish we could take over the airwaves just like in They Live and just push the signal out to all these sheeple that are asleep. I'm so sick of the people wearing masks and not fighting back against it, and that's the first thing. Are they not seeing what's going on? They probably aren't because they're watching mainstream media. They're not seeing what's going on in the rest of the world, and we have that to look forward to. The tyranny is coming down on us, and if we don't stop it now, we have no chance to fight back. And it just makes me so nervous.
Exactly. The gates are closing.
Yes.
It's like the Temple of Doom or Raiders of the Lost Ark where he's running through the temple and he's got to just jump under the door as it's closing. The damn door is closing. This
Absolutely.
Is admitted pure tyranny, laughing at us, admitting they're going to F us up. And I mean, it's like a guy who pulls a knife, he's about to stab you. You got to fight. They're coming with deadly poison vaccines, and they know it's going to hurt so many people. They're like, a lot of people are going to die and get sick. They already are dying in the test. We don't care. They're getting to the point where they're admitting they're going to hurt us to normalize that.
Exactly. I wish Trump wouldn't be so politically correct. He just needs to take the gloves completely off and, you know, and, oh, maybe get Kayleigh McEnany during her her press conferences to show video. Like, it was great when she showed Nancy Pelosi without the mask. They need to show more of those videos.
Yeah,
exactly. During
that's
that
a fireside chat 2.0.
Yeah.
He needs at least twice a week at the White House show people. God bless you. And look, a lot of folks thought Trump did a terrible job last night. They were interrupting. They were all over. He did an A-. But absolutely, he should have said, Joe Biden wants your guns. He hates America. He presided over the destruction of the country. He just got his points out. And so I get why people are mad at Trump. They want to see even more from him. And I predict he'll do just like last time. He'll get stronger in the next debate. That's why the Democrats don't want another debate. I told you he won last night.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Debating two different men. Joe Biden clearly has got some blood transfusions and some speed. Still didn't do a very good job, but they sure lied their asses off. How dare you say the troops are dumb bastards? But he's on video saying it. Just upside down world. Mike in Chicago, what'd you think of the debate last night, my friend?
I want to say that whole thing was a joke yesterday. Like, I've never seen a president get blue-balled so much in a debate. It's ridiculous, man.
Oh, the absolute disrespect of the president. But I think America sees through that. What do you think of the CNN focus group? Everybody said Trump won, but one lady, and 66% of Hispanics in the Telemundo poll said that Trump won.
Well, you know, it makes sense. I mean, if you listen to some of the stuff that he says in there, like the things that he talks about, like with the forest fire, everything in California, with the fact that they weren't handling their forest management that good. You know, it's like, you know, he had some really key points. And I feel that Chris Wallace just kind of passed him by to go to Joe Biden. I mean,
you mean Chris the Rat Wallace would interrupt every time Trump said something really powerful? Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But give us your honest view. I mean, how good do you think Trump did? Where did he do bad? What do you wish he would have said?
I mean, I kind of wish he would have went a little bit more into the whole ballot mismanagement, like with Ilhan Omar, you know, to kind of bring up that point of the Democrat Party's kind of trying to create like a fraud election with the mail-in ballot.
Absolutely. Mike, we love you. We appreciate you calling from Chicago, brother. Keep spreading the word. That's the only way we're going to win. Let's go to a caller in Wyoming. Let's talk to Greg in Wyoming. Greg, go ahead.
Alex, it's a beautiful day in the middle of nowhere, Wyoming. The skies are blue, but I can see a dark cloud coming at us.
It makes me think of that Merle Haggard song about the middle of nowhere, like somewhere like Montana. I tell you, Wyoming's really pretty too, brother. You see a dark cloud coming. What do you see?
Well, I see a false flag election coming on us, and this mailed-in election just really cannot be allowed. And because the common thought is that if we have a mailed-in election, it's going to be Democrats voting for Biden. But I don't see that. What I see them doing is false flagging Trump and Trump supporters, the American people, by stuffing the ballot boxes with Trump votes. So then they know where to find the votes, and they can point their wicked fingers of blame at you and me and Donald Trump. And they and claim that we rigged the election.
Oh, you think they're going to claim that Republicans stuffed the ballot box?
Yes, sir. They're wicked people. That's their M.O. They always project their crimes onto others and then attack the innocent. They do it all the time.
No, you're right. If they follow their pattern of always blaming us for what they do, they would then... They would stuff the ballot boxes with fake Trump votes to then claim that Trump had engaged in fraud and then throw the election. I mean, bottom line, they want to throw the election into question to bring in the 20th Amendment so that Pelosi can have a vote and she can basically appoint who she wants president. But I think you're right. I think that that's something we should definitely watch for. Because notice, Chris Wallace kept saying, you're not going to contest the election. You're not going to cause a problem. When the Democrats say they're contesting Hillary, Podesta, Biden, they all say they're going to contest, but then Trump can't contest. That is just crazy. How does Trump respond to that with 33 days out?
Well, he's got to just nullify this whole mailed-in election. I mean,
exactly, but they've got the courts ruling it can be done on purpose. Thank you so much. This is a big deal, folks. They never had a way to get rid of Trump before because he wasn't in bed with Russia. He wasn't in bed with Ukraine. Everything fell apart. But this time they can use the election as the process to do this. And we've got the Supreme Court situation coming up. And this is so explosive. All right, let's go to Mike in Arizona. Then we'll go to Catherine and others. Mike, welcome.
Yeah, hi, Alex. 65-year-old citrus farmer here in the Phoenix area. Libertarian. Been listening to you for 15 years. I take a lot of your products. You're a good man. And, you know, my folks did a fundraiser for Goldwater back in the day. We're all libertarians here. And I spread the news for Trump everywhere I go because I'm getting ready to retire, Alex. And I look at a guy like Joe Biden, who's done nothing for 50 years. How in the heck was he prepared last night? It seems to me they juiced him up, propped him up, and it seems to me he got the questions ahead of time. What do you think?
He definitely did. He's been rehearsing for weeks. They admit he got the questions. That's come out. But here's what's more important. The blood transfusion. Now, that gives you a danger of stroke, but if they give you a young person's blood, especially a teenager's or younger, of a healthy teenager, that's what you're witnessing right there, was undoubtedly blood transfusions. You notice how much plump his face was? If you look at his hands, they were way more plumpy than usual. But Biden, you know, definitely got blood transfusions. See the eyes bugging out? His eyes don't normally do that. Think about how shriveled he looked his days before. How did he suddenly gain like 10 pounds? Blood transfusion, brother. And listen, Barry Goldwater was awesome. And, you know, he helped educate people, Senator Goldwater. So it was the actions of your parents way back then that led to the chain reaction of Ron Paul and InfoWars and everything today. We really appreciate you, Mike. Anything else?
Real quick, Alex, you know, if Trump hadn't been as aggressive as he usually is last night, Wallace kept throwing him body checks. I mean, it was insane. You could see how one-sided it was. The other thing, Alex, real quick, your callers are talking about the 20th Amendment. If Pelosi has a chance to vote somebody in, who takes over? And then what do we look like real quick on January 20th or thereabouts? Or let's assume that that sucker Biden gets in somehow. What does that look like, Alex?
Well, you notice Chris Wallace said, and we ought to cue this up again and play it next segment, he said, your people, if it's contested and held up a few weeks or months, they're not going to be aggressive, are they? Because they're really worried about us getting aggressive and finally removing them. They're going to have their people burning things and shooting and killing, but if we raise a finger, we're terrorists. Well, once they get full control, they're coming for everybody. So when they're still in the election, the American people have a right and a duty, however they see fit to stand up against it. That doesn't mean going downtown to fight their Antifa meth heads. They're paying $20 an hour. It means who are the enemy? Who are the globalists? What have they done? And that's where we are. We have a foreign Chinese communist-backed attempt to take over the country. They're really trying it because they never got in trouble, so why shouldn't they? So I asked the listeners, that's what I'm saying. What do we do? Thank you so much, Mike. All right, we got actually three or four calls in that segment. We're going to come back to Catherine. We got so many other callers. I'm going to go in the order there, receive Sean and many, many others. Your calls are straight ahead. I'm not somebody that talks about violence to act tough, and I'm not planning any myself, but when they're coming with forced inoculations, they admit it can kill you or make you sick and doesn't even protect you. And when they're saying that they're going to take your kids away under UN auspices if you don't let them take the vaccine, and when they're saying we're going to kill cops and we're going to stop you at checkpoints and make you pledge allegiance to a George Soros group and we're going to put a cap in your ass, I'm done. And I've been on here 26 years, and I'm just telling folks, like Christ said, sell your cloak and buy a gun. Now, a cloak was your overgarment. He didn't say sell your underwear. He didn't sell your loincloth. You wrap a thing around yourself. He didn't say share your shorts or your shirt or your sandals. He said sell your cloak. Better for you to get cold at night than for you to not have a weapon. The things that keep you warm and safe is a weapon. You need weapons now, ladies and gentlemen, to defend your family. This is a communist takeover. Soros is color revolutioning us right now. He's coming for us on campus. This is your last chance to get a pack power stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules of pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pound power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost for all of you that already support InfoWars. We're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Mr. President, the Supreme Court will hear a case a week after the election in which the Trump administration, along with 18 state attorneys general, are seeking to overturn Obamacare, to end Obamacare. You have spent the last...
Because they want to give good health care.
If I may ask that question, sir.
Good health care.
Over the last 4 years, you have promised to repeal and replace Obamacare, but you have never in these 4 years come up with a plan, a comprehensive plan,
yes,
to replace Obamacare.
Of course I have.
Well, I'll give you
rid of the individual mandate. Excuse me. I got rid of the individual mandate, which was a big chunk of Obamacare. That is absolutely a big thing. That was the worst part of Obamacare. Chris, that was the worst part of Obamacare.
Let me ask my question.
Well, I'll ask Joe.
The
individual mandate was the most unpopular aspect of Obamacare. I got rid of it.
I'd like you
to. And we will protect people.
Mr. President, I'm the moderator of this debate, and I would like you to let me ask my question, and then you can answer your question.
Go ahead.
You, in the course of these 4 years, have never come up with a comprehensive plan to replace Obamacare. And just this last Thursday, you signed a largely symbolic executive order to protect people with pre-existing conditions 5 days before this debate. So my question, sir, is what is the Trump health care plan?
Right. Well, first of all, I guess I'm debating you, not him, but that's okay. I'm not surprised. Let me just tell you something. That there's nothing symbolic. I'm cutting drug prices. I'm going with favored nations, which no president has the courage to do because you're going against Big Pharma.
That's how the scam works, is they create Obamacare that Ezekiel Emanuel admitted was meant to wreck the system, and they create single payer still run by big banks so they can charge you whatever they want and get rid of competition. Even more nightmare. That's like fascism, not even communism. And they do these scams over and over again. So here's Trump. We pay the highest amount for prescription drugs because the middleman, he's got a deal to slash up to 90%. They don't want to hear any of that. And Chris Wallace does that. It's truly disgusting. I'm going to go to your calls very, very soon. We also have some other guests joining us, the head of Gateway Pundit, Jim Hoft, is going to be popping in and more today. But I wanted to get, and I appreciate him coming on from Europe, on very, very, very short notice, Dan Lyman. Because this is the type of thing that's at EuropeWars.com that will bring them down. If you just charge George Soros or the NGOs under him that publicly pay for the Zodiac boats, pay for the human smuggling, it's all felonies, pay for the caravans, then it'll stop. That's why on Fox News every once in a while has a guest on to say it. Oh, you can't say that. Or, oh, you can't talk about that. Judicial Watch on the different business shows or even former Speaker of the House just last week getting told, you know, oh, you're not supposed to get into George Soros. And that was Newt Gingrich. So he's striking right at the root here. And Greece is taking action. Smashes migrant trafficking network. Arrests dozens of non-governmental organization operatives. So this is the right direction. We now have in just a month more people coming across the English Channel with Spain and France organizing it. And the British government trying to cover it up. So the invasion is heating up again for round two as the third world collapses under COVID lockdown. The COVID is not causing the mass death and the migration. It is the COVID lockdown that is causing it. And again, that's part of the larger globalist plan, again, of divide and conquer. So Dan Lyman of EuropeWars.com, investigative journalist, joins us to give us this latest news and other developments.
Yeah, we had a big story break out of Greece yesterday, really big development. Kind of went under the radar for about 24 hours, and then it started breaking on the European news and in the Greek local news. Basically, the government has been conducting an investigation. The counterterrorism and the intelligence agencies has been investigating these groups that have been involved in migrant smuggling. They believe that they have transported thousands of migrants from the shores of Turkey onto the Greek islands, specifically onto the island of Lesbos. And so this is a big, big deal. They have basically smashed this network and rolled up 33 operatives of four different NGO, non-governmental organizations. Most of them were based in Germany, three out of the four. And the fourth, nobody had really heard of. It's probably one of these ones that kind of operates under the radar. And all the operatives that they rolled up are from outside Greece. We have Swiss residents, German, French, Bulgarian, all from all over Europe, and then two more from outside Europe. Both of them were apparently illegal migrants. And basically, this strikes, like you said, at the root of the operation. This is where the money is flowing in from the top. These organizations actually work hand in hand with the United Nations, with the International Organization for Migration, and they basically work to transport migrants from Turkey that have come in from other countries such as Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, Syria, and bring them into Europe, and then the operation goes on from there to bring them onto mainland Europe.
Continue laying this out.
Sure. What is interesting about this is, like I said, they have been bringing them onto these islands. They bring them to the islands typically that are closest to Turkey. Lesbos is the one that is most notorious because at this point they have been inundated with over 10,000, sometimes as many as 20,000 migrants at any given time for years now on an island with a much smaller population. And what happened recently was the migrant camp there, the asylum center that was designed to only hold a few thousand people, which has been holding for over 10,000 people for a long time now, it basically burned to the ground. And because of that, these NGO operatives were then able to apply pressure on the governments around Europe, on the EU, not that it was really much needed, it's all part of the plan, and also on the Greek government to then relocate the migrants that had been staying on this island, that they were having difficulty getting them off the island onto the mainland. They were able to use this as the excuse to basically pressure governments into taking many migrants and saying, you know, well, we've had a catastrophic loss of the asylum center here, so now we need some where to put them. And that operation has already begun. They're already moving migrants into countries such as Germany and the Netherlands. And so that's what's going on. So this operation runs deep. Just getting them from Turkey to Greece, the Greek islands, is a big thing. But then from there, they have ways where they move them onto the mainland. And
they're
very
politically
clear,
owned by Soros. They're politically owned and are continually controlled as operatives.
Absolutely, and that's where they get a lot of their funding. Now, the people that are actually working on the ground, I call them Antifa of the sea. These people, you look at them, you know that they are definitely Antifa sympathetic, if not actual outright supporters or members themselves.
These are skinny jean, liberal trendies, look like meth heads from Europe, from Germany, from the U.S., as you said, mainly Germany.
Absolutely. A lot of Germans are involved with this. And, you know, I've heard some pretty harrowing stories about the way that these NGO operatives comport themselves with the migrants themselves. I've heard stories that a lot of them sleep with the migrants. They're in close contact with them.
Oh, yeah. It's all very piratical.
Absolutely. You know, they're in close contact with them on these boats sometimes for weeks at a time if they can't get into a port. So they spend a lot of time with them. And you know, what's amazing about the whole thing is you have these governments that are shutting down their countries, locking up their citizens under the guise of being worried about COVID-19, the coronavirus. But at the same time, they're bringing in thousands of foreigners who are either untested or many of them often do test positive. And they bring them into these European countries to then compound this supposed situation.
And then again, 90% of the time, that within 3 years, none of them have jobs, and it creates these giant ghettos that then governments control. This is a plan. The United Nations admits it. You've exposed it at EuropeWars.com. What do you make of them trying to stop Nigel Farage going and videotaping and showing them landing? I mean, this is crazy.
Absolutely. That's another situation that continues to get crazier, as we reported a few days ago. After just over 3 weeks into the month of September, they had received more migrants crossing the English Channel than all of 2019 combined. And there is no sign of that abating at this point. Nigel Farage has done one of the greatest services by getting out in the field and reporting on that himself. He's fashioned himself as an investigative journalist at this point, and he's exposing that. And recently today I saw a report that, you know, we've been reporting on this, that they're housing them in hotels. They are now housing them in over 90 hotels in the UK. According to this report, some of them are four-star hotels, and the UK taxpayers are paying for this despite...
Incredible. Dan, come back with us in a couple of days for a full hour and then send me all the material, because I know you got a lot more of what we want you to be able to get into, because I know you know a lot more than I do, pretty much anybody does, about this at EuropeWars.com. Please come back and break it all down. Phone calls are straight ahead. Let me talk to you during the break, Dan. We'll be right back on our show. Remember, the only way this information gets out is you share the links.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's. It's good out here.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to the most demonized, most lied about program on earth. Wow. And it's because of what we cover. We cover the verboten, the forbidden, the secret. And we do it with the evidence and the facts and the history. I'm Alex Jones, your host. All right, I want to go to like 6 calls during this segment. I want to get to everybody and then just continue on the next hour. Catherine in Virginia, welcome. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. Real quick, I just wanted to say that those who thought President Trump was angry and aggressive forget that he just came face to face with one of the key coup players who plotted to impeach, indict, and ultimately was willing to execute him.
That's right. He was there with a globalist Russian Chi-Con agent that hates this country, that's trying to destroy his family, and has to sit there while the little attack dog is on his leg, and then Biden's sitting over there laughing at him. You're absolutely right.
That's all I wanted to say. I know you have other callers. Thank you.
No, Catherine, that's beautifully said. What other pearls of wisdom do you have for us?
Well, you're one of the few people that understand what it's like to be so publicly defamed and vilified. I can't imagine if you came face to face with someone you could identify as the one behind the threats against you, your family, your nation. I thought Trump, under the circumstances, did remarkably well not to walk across the stage and just pummel the hell out of Biden.
Well, that's why he looked better than 4 years ago. I mean, he did. He looked very strong. But they were constantly interrupting him and constantly fake fact-checking him. I mean, nobody could do as good as he did last night. Other than he could have just jammed talking points in at him and basic things. You're not getting our guns. America's awake to you, scum. It's over for you. That's the stuff his advisors tell him don't do. I agree with Robert Barnes, who said he's in too big a bubble. He's got too many people saying be polished. No, folks don't want polished. They want brass knuckles. God bless you, Catherine. You know, the people that attack me, I don't even hate them because they're under Satan's control. I'm more sad than anything. But the things that they've done to me and my family, I've never read about in books. I mean, it's new stuff under the sun. It's the level of evil, the level of manipulation, the level of delusion. Really what it is crazy. People that are evil may be high-functioning psychopaths, but they're still crazy. They got screws loose. I mean, they come up with stuff that no sane person would do. And here's what I want to say, and I'm going to your calls. The level of tyranny we're already living under is astounding. It's astonishing. It's staggering. Stupefying. The things already going on in this country are just horrifying. And the arrogance of the people pushing it and the low-level minions that aren't even getting power out of it. In fact, they're being enslaved. They're being destroyed. They're having their future taken out from under them. The left is running around saying, we want the dollar to die to get Trump. That's like saying they want to burn their house down to get somebody that lives across town. I mean, look, they have a satanic energy about them. And it doesn't make sense because it doesn't make sense. They're a death cult. And look, if I could run off to the countryside somewhere with my children and get away from this system, I would do it. But you can't get away from it. You can't get away from this system. It's coming, and it's coming fast. You're going to have to fight, folks. I'll just be honest. If I could run to some country and have another 50 years and 40 years, and I would leave. There's nowhere to go. Our back's against the wall. And it just makes me sick. Because when I was not as knowledgeable, I could war game things and think, well, we'll defeat the enemy. We'll crush them in the fight. But they're soulless nobodies. And so it's they're like non-player characters. And so it doesn't even do anything. It's just ridiculous. It's all a loss. It's all a fraud. It's all empty. It's all pointless. It's all stupid. But it's all because the devil wants to destroy us. And once you figure out, oh, there's an entity, oh, it's real, then everything makes sense. All right, let's go back to the calls. Instead, I take six calls. I'm not. I've only taken one. Let's talk to Sean in Ohio. Sean, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Hey, man. We love you. We appreciate you for your work, man.
I appreciate you, brother.
And my problem is this. Trump needs to just come out and expose this whole COVID thing. The left is just running laps behind him, just waiting and waiting until Nancy Pelosi gets her chance to poke her
head. No, I agree. I gave Trump bad advice 8 months ago, and I said, you better get ahead of this. It could be deadly. I know it's man-made, but you need to say it's serious so that they don't blame you politically for not responding, which was true at one political level. But he should have just attacked it and destroyed it up front, but we didn't have all the total facts yet. We had a good idea. So nobody's been purposely wrong here. But yeah, now it's time to just destroy the whole thing. Not go, oh, we did the best job ever, we whatever, because they've made it political. He needs to destroy Fauci, destroy Gates, destroy them all.
That's my point. Why didn't he do that yesterday on stage? Why didn't he just come out and just put a border right there?
Because it would tank the dollar. It would tank the stock market, and he understands we're in an economic war. So I know what he's doing, and I'm not even saying I disagree. Here's the thing. I want frontal attacks until I think about the consequences. And so that's why I'm a surrogate. All of us are surrogates for President Trump. We decide to be. We can be the attack dogs, whereas in some cases he can't. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. And one last thing. A big problem I'm having over here in this little town of Ohio is just nobody cares, man. Like, everybody, I'm 29 years old, and all my peers, like, I try to get them to watch the debate, and I'm saying, just nobody cares about none of this stuff. So it seems like the mass majority could just care less until hell comes raining down.
And then they'll buy whatever the system says to get out of it. They're absolutely right. But there's always followers. Leaders are only a few percentage points. So don't get down because the average young person isn't informed. Well, there are a lot of young people that are. But I would just plant the seeds with them, and they'll laugh now, they'll cry later, but then you'll have the effect you need to get them to actually wake up when the chips are down. Everything is about planting seeds. Then they'll come to fruition. They'll laugh about it today, but if they didn't hear you say, don't take the vaccine, you're going to get sick, then when they take it and have a convulsion and their feet are numb and they start bleeding out their ass and, you know, they're going to go, oh, my God, it was the vaccine. And then when they're dying 5 years later from the cancer, they'll warn everybody, and then their life will have value. If you don't tell them it's the vaccine, they won't even know what kills them. Do you understand that? So we don't want them to die, but they're going to die. They're going to kill themselves with the vaccine. It's going to slowly kill them, and Bill Gates and the hospitals will suck the money out of them before they die. You need to let them know who killed them before they die. And I don't mean that in a sick way. That way their life has value. You need to let them know now. They'll laugh now. And they'll cry later. God bless you. I'm going to go to break, come back with more calls. If I don't do this, we won't be on air. And plus, these are great products. We've got the high-quality vitamin D3 with vitamin K, the highest quality you're going to find out of the tongue. Winter Sun with free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. We have the InfoWars Emergency Election Sale. And quite frankly, as a strategist, I really should just sell out of everything we've got now before the election in 33 days, because word is they're just going to shut everybody's bank accounts down and everything else. And you notice they're going to have a total internet kill switch goes in day of the election where no one's allowed to say Trump really won. And the real digital kill switch, martial law, goes in 33 days. The real, everything else was just a prelude. So you just think, oh, this is just one more level of it when it happens. They're normalizing it. So it's a good chance. It's your last chance to get an InfoWars t-shirt, get a book, get a water filter, get 8-pack power stack. It's selling out. We can't even get the ingredients in it anymore. That's 60% off free shipping. Survival Select 2, the good iodine, highest quality you're going to find, 50% off free shipping. Heart and Body Combo, Vaso Beats, SNOIs, selling out, still massively discounted. Free shipping on all that. Nason Iodine Power Pack, X2 and X3. We also have the X3 spray, the first truly atomic iodine spray that's topical and for internal ingestion, available. Prostaguard with a high-quality zinc and saw palmetto, $19.95. That's an incredible deal, plus free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com, Vitamin Refusions, got all the vitamins and minerals for adults and children. It's great. It's massively discounted, plus free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. We have Biden for Nursing Home t-shirt. That won't be available after the election. That is a collector's item. It's all there. And the only way we're able to stay on air is you getting products you already need. And I just want to get as much money as I can and be able to put it in some side bank accounts so that we're able to continue operating into the future. And it's just ridiculous what's been going on. And it's a prelude. They're going to take your internet away. They're going to take your bank accounts away. It's already happened to us a bunch. We've had to move around, just ongoing. And this is tyranny. Everything you saw in Nazi Germany, but it's against the American people. And it's run by George Soros, Nazi collaborator. And so everything that the Nazis did, now the Rothschilds are doing to us because we beat Hitler. I guess they're mad about it or something. I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet. But InfoWars, it's because we're Christians. That's what it is. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Get InfoWars products while you still can. It's not just us. It's in trouble. It's everybody, folks. It's all going down.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.